Alice Lascelles is a drinks columnist for the Financial Times and judged the BBC Food and Farming Awards on Radio 4 this year. Why do you think people are choosing alcohol-free alternatives, these younger people?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. There's really been much more interest in wellness in the last few years, particularly amongst the under 35s. It's actually fashionable to be healthy these days. But I think probably a lot of these fruit juice drinkers are people who might in the past have been drinking sugary fizzy drinks. So it's an improvement on that. But I think there's other factors involved as well. We're seeing people socialising differently. Alcohol's no longer the social locus that it might have been in the past. People are maybe seeing their friends at the gym or doing things like escape rooms or visiting food markets. The pub and the bar isn't the place that under 35 socialise in so much.
Hard to imagine. Could it be, though, that some of the new fancier beers are quite expensive and that explains the drop in the worth of the sector?
I don't think, actually, that money has so much to do with it, because you're seeing under 35 spending a lot more money on food, for example. They might not be so interested in possessions, but experiences, where they're spending their money now. So maybe it's just where they're spending their money rather than they're spending less.
Should the breweries be worried? Do they need to be doing something about this, enticing drinkers back?
Well, they are doing a lot about it. There's a lot of investment, not just by brewers, but drinks companies of all kinds, in the non-alcoholic and low-alcohol sectors. So we're seeing all the big brewers now launching one or two or even three different types of non-alcoholic beer or lower alcohol alternatives. So there's a lot of innovation and investment going on there now.
Have you tried many of them? Because they used to have not such a great reputation for taste.
Yeah, no, it's just, I have tried a lot of them, actually, yes. And I think the brewing industry is doing a great job. There are other areas, maybe in the non-alcoholic spirits, in inverted commas, market, where there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Alice Lascelles, drinks columnist for the Financial Times.